teachings of Reality Stockton. This week, we're doing a year in review and looking forward to 2015.
Now we're going to transition a little bit. This morning's going to be a little bit more chopped up than normal. It's a little bit more candid. It's not going to flow as a normal service, but bear with us. Today is a day of looking back in celebration of 2014, and then after I'm here, Pastor Josh is going to come up and talk about a vision where God's leading us into this next year. But before we get into our year in review, I just wanted to kind of share my wrestle and struggle as I was preparing and we are preparing the numbers and all the things that go into a year in review. What does the Bible tell us about the signs of life in a church? What are the signs of growth? What are the signs of vitality? What are the things that we are to look for and to look back to and to celebrate as God's people when we're looking at a calendar year? And that was the question that was plaguing me as I was preparing to share about 2014. What needs to be mentioned? What needs to be shared? What is important? And while the Bible gives specific examples of numeric growth, we see in the book of Acts that it says about 3,000 people were added to the church on the day of Pentecost. In Acts 2:47, it says, and the Lord added to their number day by day those who were being saved. The numbers matter. But what I'm here to say also is it's not all that matters. God's done a great work in this church. We're given insight into what Christian life truly is through Romans 12 and in the countless one another verses. We're given insight into Christian growth in Galatians 5 with the fruit of the Spirit, love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, and self-control. These are the unsung stories of 2014 that are worthy of honor and celebration. Every loving gesture, every joyful exchange, every kind response, every instance where someone rejoiced with those who were rejoicing, every instance where someone wept with those who were weeping, all these and more that were done in Christ's name were all investments into the growth and the unity of this church in 2014. In the Bible, it talks about when you give a cold cup of water to someone in need, it's noteworthy in heaven. It's noted. It says when a sinner comes to Christ, that heaven is waiting in anticipation and breaks out into celebration when one sinner turns to Christ. These are the unsung stories of 2014. And we can bet, and you can count on the fact that what has been invested in 2014 is going to pour over into this calendar year and the years to come by God's grace. Amen. This is my last preface before we get into our year in review. We are focusing on celebration and storytelling. But the story of addition is not complete without mentioning the fact that we faced challenge and loss along with the growth and joy this last year. We faced challenge. We faced difficulties. Our average attendance was up from last year. The number of community groups this last year was up from the last year. You guys gave more financially from the last year, but we also lost a group of people due to division. We also had to close community groups down. We faced tremendous difficulty. We faced personal loss. We as your leaders made mistakes. We didn't reach every goal that we set out to hit in 2014. But God, by his grace in Christ, was resolved to build his church, and we can say today that the gates of hell didn't prevail. Amen? So what I'm going to do is we're going to pray. I'm going to pray as we open up our time into the year in review. And then we'll get into it. And then again, Pastor Josh will follow me in looking forward into 2015. Pray with me. Lord, we love you, God. And we want to give you all glory and credit for anything positive, anything good that came out of 2014. And all the mistakes, all the bad, all the failure we repent of and we ask for grace for. We want to take credit for those. We thank you, Lord, that you are with us. You do not forsake us. And we ask that this would be an opportunity to remember that you are with us, Lord. That we're not just a group of people trying to start up a cause here, Lord. That we are part of something much bigger than us. We're part of something eternal. We're part of the kingdom of God. And we pray as we reflect that it would stir up celebration and gratitude for all that you've done, Lord. I pray that this would be a gospel-centered celebration, recognizing that you truly have accomplished much in our midst. We love you and we praise you in Jesus' name. Everyone said, amen. Amen. So then, you are no longer strangers and aliens, but you are fellow citizens with the saints and members of the household of God. Built on the foundation of the apostles and prophets, Christ Jesus himself being the cornerstone, in whom the whole structure being joined together grows into a holy temple in the Lord. In him, you also are being built together into a dwelling place for God by the Spirit. This is the passage that we want to kind of frame our discussion in on this morning. The fact that we are fellow citizens. The fact that we are members of the household of God, and the fact that we are a holy temple in the Lord. As you guys remember, about a year ago, we talked through these truths. And 2014, we got to see the implications of these truths, the outworking of these truths, what it actually means to be fellow citizens, what it actually means to be members of the household of God, what it actually means to be a holy temple in the Lord. And so these are the stories that we want to share today. This is how we want to frame it in. We are a church seeking the redemption and the renewal of our city by demonstrating and declaring the story of God together. What I first want to do is look at our fellow citizenship and how that has played out in our church over 2014. And as I'm reading through this document, if we could scroll down just a little bit, I want to share some quotes, some stories, some things that have been shared with us as the leaders from you guys, actual members. These are not made up quotes. I praise God and rejoice in him that he is mightily at work in our midst. A testimony. God is in our midst. We saw from this year in our financial giving that our Sunday giving was $148,446. Our online giving was $97,380, coming to a total of $245,836. This was up 12% from 2013 at about $31,000 more than the previous year. Just you guys alone. God through you guys. Okay. Yeah. We celebrate at the wins, at the pluses here, guys. Our average giving per person per week was about $22.50. So every week per person, each individual on an average basis gave about $22.50. Again, this is a testimony of the outworking of the gospel in our lives as we are becoming more generous as a people, as we're becoming more invested in what God is doing in this body specifically, and the more that we are relinquishing control to God and relinquishing that idolatry of our finances by saying, this is yours, God. Do what you please with it. This is a great victory, guys. As we set out at the beginning of the year to increase our generosity as a church, God answered that prayer in our midst. Outside giving, Reality Santa Barbara and Reality San Francisco have been continually generous and consistent in their giving to us. They gave a total of $96,000 to help carry this church through 2014. Let me talk a little bit about the expenses, where those things went, just very briefly. Staffing, $168,550 went to support a staff, to support the work of the ministry, to support equipping you guys for the work of the ministry. Operations, which are just the day-to-day ministry needs, from bills that come in to other various things to keep ministry moving, it was $46,470. Our building costs, though they are low, as you guys are freezing in this building right now, you get what you pay for. Our building costs were $52,400. We were able to take on a little bit more space and get into more of a secure lease for renting this space, this theater. We do not have this theater all the time. We rent this Sunday mornings. But everything you see beyond this theater, upstairs where the kids ministry is, the offices, our multi-use area, that is, by God's grace, a full-time space for us to carry out the work of the ministry throughout the week and to host various things. We've had the opportunity to host a lot of ministry happening in that building, along with all the various ministries that happen outside of that building. So our total expenses for this last year were $291,420, which means about, we as a church came about $45,000 short of meeting our just baseline budget, which is why Reality San Francisco and Reality Santa Barbara has continued to be generous to us to help cover those costs. But what we did was we set out at the beginning of the year to wean off of that giving, and by God's grace, we've weaned off about 50% of that giving. And we're hoping that this year we'd be able to reach a point of not being dependent on those outside sources of giving, and that the church would really take up that responsibility of giving. Amen? Yeah, thank you. Missional partnerships. You guys still with me? I've tried to make this fun and interactive, but it is numbers at the end of the day. We, as a church, have partnered missionally and financially with other various organizations. We partner with, actually specifically, our kids ministry partners with Compassion. So the kids take a tithe and an offering every given Sunday, and that money goes to support a child in Compassion. His name is Samuel. They pray for him. They send him gifts. They send him Christmas gifts. They send him birthday gifts. They send him letters. He corresponds. It's a great opportunity for the kids ministry to partner in that way. We partner with Global Fellowship, which is Caban and Jen Kramer, who are members of this body that we sent out to join Global Fellowship. They are reaching the nations, helping with an organization called Global Fellowship that plants churches all throughout the world. They really have amazing stories over this last year of being able to visit Europe, to visit Asia, to visit down in Central America and various places. And I know that they have a bunch of amazing trips for this year planned as well. So you guys as a church are helping support them. Helping to support Restore Stockton, the Cecilios, beloved friends of ours, as they are working specifically here in the city of Stockton. El Concilio, an organization here in Stockton that we have partnered with financially and also through serving at their various opportunities to serve our city. They set out originally to minister specifically to the Spanish-speaking population, but they have really diversified as an organization with everything from healthcare to voter registration to after-school programs and so much more. Samaritan's Purse, you guys gave money for just after the Philippines relief that poured into the beginning of this year. You guys helped with that. InterVarsity, you guys have financially been supporting the work of the ministry on campus, both at UOP and Delta as of this last year. And then lastly, the Westside LA Church Plant, a very close friend of ours, Pastor Casey Fritz, and his partner in crime, Pastor Lorenzo Smith, they're in the process of planting a church out of Reality LA in the West LA district, like the West Hollywood, Santa Monica area. And you guys as a church help give a large chunk of money to get them off the ground as they are setting out to plant that church this year. And so much more. These are just the examples of what we have formally given to as a church. You guys have been financially giving and supporting various organizations, various missionary organizations, various different expressions of the body of Christ, and we celebrate those things. Our tech stats, can you see these? Am I in the way? If we could bring up the screen just a little bit. Our tech stats, Vimeo plays, these are our video podcasts or our video of the sermon, 3,413 downloads this last year. Podcast downloads, 6,623. You guys downloaded our worship songs, that our original worship songs, 1,720 times, and just under 50,000 website visits. It's remarkable. I wish I would have written the list down of how many places our Reality Stockton website ministers to all over the globe. Yeah, can't. everywhere from Canada to the UK to various parts of Asia, Australia, different places like that. And obviously, our website's been used to minister to this church, kind of centralizing our information. Our building uses, as I mentioned, we have that space in the back, and specifically the downstairs as you come into the kids' ministry, that downstairs area. We were able to host, and some of you guys were able to curate some art shows, 7 art shows over this last year. These were not art shows that we, as the leader, said, okay, we need to organize these art shows. We need to be bringing in these various people. It was you as members said, hey, can we use this space? And you said, yeah. Just make sure it's not too rowdy and clean up when you're done. And so much ministry has been able to happen through that. We've been blessed to see and just hear the stories of people coming through, different various local artists being able to highlight their art. A traveling art group from the other side of the United States did a art show, an art exhibit here toward the end of the year. So by God's grace, we're able to kind of just leverage this small amount of space that we have to really welcome in our community, which is amazing. Missional outreaches, if we could scroll down a little bit further. These were just a few of the missional outreaches that we were able to participate in as a church. The Legion Park Outreach, aka the Ice Cream Social. Over the summer in the Legion Park, we hosted 2 ice cream socials. Maybe even some of you are here today because you met us out there at the park, which is God's grace. He used ice cream as a very amazing medium to meet people and to also raise funds for blessing that neighborhood. Also, the Empire renovations and cleanup. You guys are extremely messy as a church. Just thought I'd let you guys know that. And so there was a group that came in and cleaned up after you guys. And so celebrate the Empire renovations and cleanup. It's not all you guys. This space is used for various things and obviously gets dirty. And so we had the opportunity to bless the church and also the landlord by coming in here and cleaning up and mopping up. Also, the Oak Park Outreach, as the Oak Park 1 and 2 community group came together to reach out to those in need in Oak Park. The El Concilio Tamale Dinner, funds were raised at the Tamale Dinner for the El Concilio food basket giveaway. So all the money and the proceeds that went to eating tamales were given towards the El Concilio food basket giveaway, another opportunity that we had to partner in our city as a church. And then if we could just scroll up just a little bit, a little press, if you will, from the Stockton Record. That just happens to be my wife in that picture there, by the way, too. Yep. From the Stockton Record, July 11th, 2014, a Reality Stockton Church group held its 2nd Ice Cream Social Thursday evening at American Legion Park to raise money to benefit the park. The organizers are 1 of 10 community groups from the church that have adopted different projects throughout the city. The ice cream socials are being held at 7 p.m. on the 2nd Thursday of each month. Ice cream cones are $1 each, and proceeds go toward park repairs, the group said. So we said. It did. So it was an awesome opportunity to kind of just get the word out there that God is doing a work, and then also that we as a church care about our community. That's something to celebrate. Our 2nd category is members of the household of God. This came in from Jan. I'm 52 and I've been going to church all my life, but this is the first church I felt at home at. As we are living out the implications of being brothers and sisters in Christ, as we are adopted, co-adopted into the family under our one Father, what happens is we start to be like a family, start to feel like a family, start to operate like a family. And that's really what's at the core of our community. That's what is at the core of our community efforts. This last year, our average weekly attendance, including the kids, was up just a little bit from the last year. Again, despite some great losses over this last year as well. Our average attendance was 270 on any given Sunday. Here's what I really want to celebrate. 16 baptisms last year. Yeah. What a joy and a privilege to celebrate with brothers and sisters in Christ the act of getting baptized, publicly proclaiming what Christ has done in their lives and their hearts. Those are my favorite Sundays of all of our Sundays together. And we can know for sure that we're joining with heaven and celebrating those 16 souls that are going to be in eternity with us. Amen? We were up in our Sunday and midweek servants quite a bit, about 30% from last year. And so about 77 of you guys serve on Sunday mornings and throughout our midweek opportunity. So this may be just a little bit of an opportunity to remind you guys that the work of the ministry here, the Sunday morning operations, the service, this gathering, it doesn't happen on its own. We are a mobile church when it comes to our Sunday gatherings. This space isn't ours all the time, so everything has to be set up, everything has to be put in order, and everything has to be cleaned up and put back away. And so we're still in need of servants, though we do want to celebrate that God has definitely increased that number over the last year. What's also up from this last year, 2013 to 2014, we have 10 community groups meeting throughout the city. We have one that's right now in the pipeline. We're going to be announcing it here in the weeks to come about a Brookside community group. So if you are living in Brookside, note that, mental note, that much will be required of you here in the next few weeks. About 43% of you guys, the adult attendees, are part of a community group. So, again, while we're celebrating a win, we're also kind of mourning a loss here because we would love to see the whole church involved in Christ-centered community through the community groups here. And so if you're not in a community group, would this help serve as just a reminder that the Sunday really isn't it for us as a church? This is really just a small portion of what it means to be a family of God and what it means to be a living, active participating church. So if you guys are not in a community group and you're not living in Brookside and you're ready to go for the Brookside, would you guys come to the resource table or go to the website and sign up to be a part of a community group? If we could scroll down again, our diaconal fund in Galatians 6:10, we're told, so then as we have opportunity, let us do good to everyone and especially to those who are of the household of faith. This is kind of the vision behind the diaconal fund. You guys as a church raised and through the deacons gave away $3,913, which is up like 250% from last year, to various members in this body that were in need. You guys helped pay for people's rent when they didn't have money to pay for rent. You helped pay for people's bills when their electricity and their gas was going to be shut off and their water was going to be shut off. You guys helped pay for people that didn't have their next meal. You guys helped pay for the members of the body that we're called to take care of. And by God's grace, that number grew, and we're really excited about that number growing in 2015. God literally provided for the needs of those who are in need through you guys, through the diaconal fund. We're really celebrating what God has done through our deacons over this last year. They're really owning this office in the church. As we set out to ordain deacons about 2.5-3 years ago, it was still a little bit of a mystery. Okay, what is a deacon? What does a deacon do? How does a deacon function? And by God's grace, God is really casting vision for that office in a way that not only they're operating and firing in all cylinders, but it's a desirable office now for people like, I want to be a deacon. It's not just this overlooked office of the church. So that's a celebration. Community events, you guys still with me? Family Park Day, we were able to, through the kids' ministry budget and also their servants, to organize the Family Park Day. As you guys remember, all of us, whether you had kids or not, we all gathered over at Lewis Park, ate a meal together, and those who desired to go in, venture in, we all went into Pixie Woods with our kids. That was a fun day. The men's breakfast back in November, as we provided food for tons of guys up there, we heard from the Word of God, and we spent some time worshiping, and we also essentially got to sit and eat together, feast together. It was really a feast. And lastly, our family movie night over the summer, we were able to take over the space on a night and watch a movie together, turn off the lights, invite the neighborhood in, pop popcorn. It really was a fun event. Thirdly, let's look at the Holy Temple in the Lord, and then I will be done. This is from Harmony. I'm honored to be a part of the Reality Church body. I'm so thankful to Senator such anointed teaching that has helped me understand some of my giftings. It's given me a freedom and a desire to want to serve even more. I see God at work and am excited for all that he is doing. Amen. This last year we had a great opportunity for equipping you guys for the work of the ministry. This was a great equipping year. We had our Easter lifted up service. This year, we finally completed the book of Ephesians right up to our Advent season. So we took like, I don't know, like a year and a half to walk through 6 chapters in Ephesians. But to, don't laugh. We're going to Genesis next, just wait. We were able to dive into every word, just to pick it apart and to see what God had for us as a church as we dove really far into not only what the doctrines of the church, but really how we are to live these things out as a church. I really feel like our church grew through that equipping. And then also we got to spend the month of Advent together in our Home Sick series. That was such a blessing to be able to participate in with you guys. We had various equipping events. We had our abiding worship and prayer night. We had our Christ and Singleness conference. We had our continued our foundations, which is again continuing again this year as we walked through what does it mean to be a Christian. This was for non-believers, for new believers, or for seasoned believers that just wanted a refresher on the basics of Christianity. We had our gospel parenting conference back in March. Our reality youth started up over the summer, which is awesome, ministering to the youth. And then also Vacation Bible School, which is an amazing VBS this year. Yeah, celebrate that. It says it's coming, but it happened. And it was good. It was a bang. Equipping resources, we had the ability to put some resources out as a church. We had the Homesick Advent Guide this last Advent. We heard a lot of cool testimonies of this being used in our community groups, with kids, as a private devotion. As we all, as a church, were walking through the Advent, really posturing ourselves to look back on the incarnation of Jesus Christ and also, excuse me, to look forward at Christ's return. Also, this last year, we revamped our premarital counseling, which helped kind of streamline our premarital counseling for couples that are considering marriage or that are engaged, putting together the resources to give very intentional equipping and counsel to young couples. We really believe it's our responsibility as married people and as leaders to raise up, to equip young people getting married or older people getting married for the first time, and to equip them for what this beast that we call marriage is, and to really do that in a biblical way. And so God, by God's grace, we were able to put that resource out. We had some worship songs that were written here in-house beneath your feet back in Easter, to Him Who Is Able, which we're gonna be singing here in our second set, and Join the Fight, kind of an expression of our Ephesians 6 study through the spiritual warfare. Lastly, I just want to, if we could scroll all the way down to the bottom. This is just a reminder. We do not make it a point to point out all of our officers in the church. Often we do not have a wall with the plaque of all the elders and the deacons on it that you pay, you know, homage to as you pass by it or anything like that. But we had a year where we saw the necessity to really define leadership. If you think about it, if you walk into a doctor's office, it is very vital that you know who the receptionist is, who the nurse is, and who the doctor is. Each person's role isn't necessarily better than the others, but very distinct. And while it's very necessary to know who the doctor is and who the nurse is and who the receptionist is, it's very important for you guys to know in the church who the officers that God has called and ordained in this church specifically. So we just wanted to bring clarity to that as we close out our year in review. Pastor Josh, Pastor Elder, overseeing teaching and vision, myself, serving as the executive pastor, Pastor Jacob, serving as a lay pastor and elder. He works as an electrician throughout the week. But then on top of all of that, on top of faithfully splicing wires and faithfully serving his family, he serves you guys as a pastor. Essentially, he takes the hit for free. So thank him. Give him honor. Deacon Chris Kimball, who's now serving as the director of the deacons, helping to organize the diaconal relief as well as overseeing Sunday operations. Deacon Matt Eck, who is on vacation right now with his wife and his new baby and their family somewhere on the coast. He didn't even tell me where he's going, but he's gone. And then also Deacon O, who is deacon over party. Special events. He's actually just a presence. as he serves this body as one of your guys' deacons. These deacons really lead in service and set the example of sound faith and also Christ-centered service. And so, yeah. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to pray and thank God for all that he's done. Again, as I mentioned at the beginning, these are not all the signs of growth and all the signs of vitality in the church. Again, it is those various and multiple unsung stories of 2014 that has invested in the unity of this body, and you guys have participated in that. And so that really is just a celebration of what God has done through every single member here. And we'd like to publicly say thank you for investing in this church. And we'd like to publicly right now thank the Lord. We love you, God. And we're really honored to be used by you to minister to your church and to reach this city, God. And so, Lord, with grateful hearts, hearts of celebration, we just want to say very simply, thank you, God. Thank you that you have been here with us, Lord. Thank you that you have remained faithful to us when we were not faithful to you. Thank you, Lord, that you provided where there was lack, Lord. That you were our sufficient strength where we were weak, Lord. That you are everything. And we thank you, Lord, that we can be hopeful looking into this next year, Lord, that you will neither leave us nor forsake us. And Lord, as you declared to the disciples, Lord, we pray that you would declare over our hearts that you will build your church and the gates of hell will not prevail against it. We love you and we praise you. In Jesus' name, amen.
Thank you for listening to the Reality Stockton podcast. If you have been blessed by this ministry, please consider giving financially. For more information on how to give, please visit our website at realitystockton.com.